What are some wins that you've seen by having patients that are insured?
Boy, I could tell you my own dog, who was diagnosed last December with a cancer in her shoulder, in her scapula. And after the thorough workup, MRIs and biopsies, et cetera, were performed, recommendations were for radiation treatment, which they hoped would be curative. And what they recommended was about 22 days or 23 days of radiation, you know, daily, each Monday through Friday until that was completed. And she started to develop some coughing and respiratory issues, probably related with the intubating and being under the gas anesthesia. And then it was actually my pet insurance rep that had contacted me and inquired as to how she was doing and introduced me to the CyberKnife facility in Pennsylvania. So after five treatments at the University of Minnesota, we drove out to Pennsylvania, where she only needed three radiation treatments. And she will get a follow-up MRI here in probably another month. But she's been doing really well. And in fact, after her second radiation treatment there with the CyberKnife, she had a barely perceptible limp on that leg, which had been fairly profound prior to that. The pet insurance pays 80% of all of that. I think they paid about $13,000 this last year.
Wow.
I think that the more people have pet insurance, the fewer pets that will have to be euthanized due to expensive treatments that the owners are unable to afford. And the pet wins. And the owners win. We all win with that deal.
You know, your dog is a good example of that, in that not only did he have a problem that was serious and major, but because you had pet insurance, you were able to take advantage of treatment modalities that perhaps a client would not be able to take advantage of if they didn't have pet insurance.
Absolutely. And she did so well. It was great to be able to offer that for her.
It's not only, you know, good for you and your pocketbook, but as you just mentioned, it's good for the pet, because the amount of treatment that the dog had to undergo was less and perhaps more effective by being able to take advantage of the CyberKnife procedure.
Oh, absolutely. I also had a cat that ate some thread. That was my own personal cat, ate some thread and ended up with a linear foreign body in its intestine that required surgery. And he spent the weekend at the emergency clinic, and the insurance paid for that as well. So it really is a win-win. I think people that have had to endure large costs for their pets are more interested in having pet insurance help to foot the bill. And that's actually how I got interested in pet insurance. I had a dog that, another golden retriever that had cancer in the spine, and the workup and follow-up and treatments were costly, but I did not have pet insurance. And I said, well, from now on, my other two goldens and my cat will have insurance. And within 3 months, I had the claim for the cat that ate the string. And my other dog spent a couple days at the University of Minnesota after eating a bottle of honey. So it was a good investment for me.
You know, I think people always have that, and this is probably true about any insurance, is, you know, that'll never happen to me. And
yeah.
When it does, it tends to make a believer.
It really does. I think that's exactly it. Yeah, many people like to play the odds. I've had pets for years, and it hasn't really been a problem, so I'm not going to need that until they do. The clients that we've convinced at the time they brought their puppy in to sign on for pet insurance, we've had several that have had, you know, chronic vomiting or diarrhea problems, and they were never so glad that they had pet insurance, because they just had their one-time deductible for all of those incidents, then their copay.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they did not hesitate to do whatever treatment was recommended.
You know, I've always said I wish that clients could somehow see what you and I see day in and day out. We just have a different perspective, and I wish that there was some way we could relate that to clients.
I was going to say, when I tell them that I have pet insurance on my pets, and I'll continue to do that, and why? Because I can't do everything, and it covers any type of referral that might be needed for my pets. And when I first signed up my cat for the insurance, it was $18 a month. And as I was saying, I had had insurance for 3 months when he required surgery and extensive treatment that was already covered.
Yeah.
I think people just don't realize how inexpensive it can be.